Yeah, it was.
Kind of left us alone if we were, we had a branch down.
Didn't you?
Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, Monday, June 14th, 4:10 p.m.
My brother lives over there on Golf Road.
Yeah.
That might be.
And he didn't have.
I didn't know.
We call the meeting to order. Would you stand and join me in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the east wall near the entrance to the County Board of Commissioners room is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Would you call a roll, please?
Buskay?
Yes.
Roddy?
Yes.
McNair's absent. Gomez?
Here.
McLarty?
Here. Mr. McNair is not feeling well and is asked to be excused.
I'll make a motion to excuse Dick. Second it.
Motion made and seconded to excuse Commissioner McNair. Call a roll.
Roddy?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty? Buskay?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Snyder?
Not here.
Not here? All right. We'll bypass that one.
He's probably looking for us, yeah.
John, you're on.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, my name is John Tresek with Meritus Investment Corporation. The board has just awarded contracts for the construction of the 16th Street improvements. The engineer's estimate for those costs were just a little under, I think they were about $571,000 and some change. When Joan Spence contacted me, one of the things that we discussed all the way through as we worked through this project was that prior bond issue payments were roughly in the $70,000 a year range. It was a desire that we try and keep those payments in that $70,000 range as we move forward on this project. The Highway Allocation Fund pledge bonds that would be issued today would bear, they're in the total amount of $580,000, which covers total issuance costs equal to 1.5% of the par amount of the bond. It pays for underwriting and sales commissions, but also the bond council, CUSIP registration, all the other direct costs of the issue. So there's no other fees associated with the issue beyond that 1.5%. The interest rates are as shown both in the resolutions I've handed out and also in the amortization schedule. They run at 0.85% for the bonds maturing in the first year, out to 3.55% for the bonds maturing in the year 2020. This establishes that the most debt service you have in any one year is just a little over $69,000. At any rate, we've never exceeded the $70,000 range in all of these years. Bonds are issued in $5,000 increments, and are optional for prepayment in 5 years or any time thereafter. I guess with that, it'd be open to any questions the board may have.
Questions from the board? Questions?
How long do we need on the bond for the $580,000 or $571,000? Do we think we need to go? Do we need to go to 2010, a 10-year bond?
If we're going to keep it in that price range, we did.
Okay. And we can pay it off earlier.
You can. Anytime after the 5th anniversary, if you've got money ahead, you can call in. And you're not required to pay them all off. You can, if you're $10,000 ahead or $20,000 ahead or whatever you want to do, you can simply choose to call. And again, you can call the bonds with the highest interest rate on them to do that. It's your discretion.
Okay.
We got phase two for $1 million to bond in 2 years.
In 2 years. Okay. We need to take action on this today.
I think we do.
Well, I'd make a motion to accept the bond on a 20-year...
10-year.
A 10-year term of 2010.
Second.
Would you include that?
Or 2020.
Would you include the adoption of the bond resolution as presented?
What's that?
Include the adoption of the bond resolution as presented?
Yeah, with the adoption of the bond issue as presented.
And...
Second.
Chair to sign?
And that motion for the chair to sign.
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Discussion? Any questions? Hearing none, call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Bousquet?
Yes.
Roddy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, John.
Thank you very much. Can I have just about 2 minutes of the board's time? I was one of the original underwriters for both the jail bonds under Section 23-120 and also for the sales tax bonds. Mr. Bousquet was on the board back then, and he would remember that. We're coming up on the 5-year anniversary of the issuance of those bonds, and I understand you've already retained somebody to do the refunding, so I'm not going to get into that. But what you need to be aware of is those bonds, or need to be reminded of, is those bonds, because more than $5 million of bonds were issued in 2005, those bonds are subject to arbitrage rebate calculation and reporting if necessary. And I would urge you to take that action. The calculation should be complete, and if the report needs to be filed, it needs to be filed within 60 days after the dated date of the bonds, which really puts you in about 83 days before that report has to be filed with the IRS. And I do that not because it should affect your ability to issue tax-exempt refunding bonds, but it could also affect, if the IRS were to find that you didn't do it and that the refusal to do so was willful, it could actually affect the tax-exempt status retroactively on that issue as it was originally issued. So just to keep from getting nasty letters from bondholders of your current issue, if nothing else, again, I would urge that you can decide at your next meeting whether to take that action. There are a very limited number of firms who actually do that calculation in this state. Chris Behrens from Behrens and Tate is the one who is probably the most active doing so. But
John, I understood at our last meeting that your representative was going to compute the numbers for and bring it back to us for action. Is that basically what you understood?
Mm-mm. No, you went with him.
We went with him.
Smith Hayes.
Yeah.
I'm off on the wrong track?
Apparently they crunched some numbers to do a refunding of the original issue, but that would have nothing to do with the rebate.
No, they didn't.
And I'm not sure they were even aware that this was an issue that was subject to rebate reporting, but...
They just came in and we lowered the interest rate and we're redoing. That's what we were doing, but I don't know. They weren't aware of what you just told us.
You did not mention that.
Mm-hmm. John, you're talking about jail bonds, right?
The jail bonds. And that issue, in fact, both issues, although right now your major concern is the one that was the tax back bond, if you will, the bonds issued under 2320.
Is what you moved on.
But those bonds, a calculation needs to be done, and it's not an easy calculation, but you need to look at the spend down of the proceeds, any interest earnings on the debt service account. There was no debt service for the 2320 bonds, which are the ones you're talking about right now, but there was for the sales tax bonds. But all of those things need to be calculated to make sure that no arbitrage was earned under the Internal Revenue Code. And if there was, then it has to be rebated to the federal government. Again, it's not on the agenda, so you can't take action tonight. I'm asking the board to consider that and bring it back at the next meeting it's something that needs to be done for your protection as well as your bondholders.
But that's something your company does.
No. We don't do it. In fact, none of the bond counsel who actually render opinions on these, it's a complicated enough system that even if you were to contact the big three bond counsel who render opinions in this state, they don't provide that service. Specialized firms that do that.
Okay, and your timeframe on that was what, 60 days?
I counted it up. It's 60 days from the date of the bonds. The bonds were dated July 7th. So I think if I counted it right this morning, it was 83 days is what you have left to run the calculation and determine whether any filing needs to be made or any rebate paid.
When is the deadline, the date?
So your date would be 60 days after July 7th. Would that be July, August, roughly September 7th or thereabouts? August is a 31-day month, so it's probably September 6th.
So we're looking at a September date?
Probably.
That's when it has to be done.
It has to be done.
September 6th is a holiday.
Complete. Chris Behrens is who I should...
Quite frankly, in the Nebraska area, he's the only one who does it on a consistent basis. I wouldn't know who else to recommend.
Would you have a number and stuff for him, John?
Joan probably has it, and if not, I have it back in my office. She can call me for it.
Okay.
But, again, that's...
And we'll have to do the same on the other bond that comes due in November?
Yes, and in fact, that's the one that will have to be watched even closer, because you do have a bond reserve in the tax pack, in the sales tax pact bonds.
Right.
That really has to be monitored.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Help keep us straight. We need help. Okay. Terry and Kathy?
It's us. Afternoon. My name is Terry Luer. This is my wife, Kathy. And we're here today to represent the company we just started as Nebraska Culverts and Steel. I've got stock in Culvert right out here in Ure County over at a mile east of Hubbard on Lux Brothers property. So I'm not here to solicit business today. I just want you guys to know who we are and what we're doing. And like I said, I do have stock. We are stocking riveted pipe right now. And I have 12-inch, 18-inch, 24, 30, and 36-inch in both 20 and 24-foot lengths. And I just want you guys to know that if an emergency would come up or you need a culvert, we do have them on hand. Otherwise, I know everything else is set up on a bidding process, and we'd just like the opportunity to bid you guys if something is coming up for you. About a month ago, Thurston County had called, and they had a kind of emergency type deal where they needed two 18-inch culvert. And I just said, come on over and help yourself, and they come over there and loaded them up and took them off and got the project going. So I just want you guys to know that's available, too, if something would happen to come up. You're more welcome. Just leave me a message on my phone. Cass got some cards here for you. Okay. Phone numbers are on there. We live in Wayne, Nebraska.
Thank you.
And I work, this is kind of a secondary business for both of us. I work at Peterbilt here in Sioux City on a full-time basis as an outside parts salesman. And Kathy works at the Wayne Public Schools. I don't know if you heard of Dennis Preston, Presco Sales. He got killed a year ago this coming July. The business was there. I guess I just thought maybe somebody would need to keep this on and going. Okay. So we did not buy Presco Sales. We just took off on our own. And we're also going to get into cutting edges, gray blades. I've got a supplier for Paycal and Black Cat. And that would be something I would have to, again, ask for a chance to just quote you if you have something come up.
Have you had the opportunity to meet Mr. Kellogg?
Yes, I met twice. Okay. My wife has not met him yet, though. But, so we're down the hill from him, I guess. The reason we're there is Lux Brothers is a customer of mine on the Peterbilt side, and I can't believe how nice they treated me to get me up and going over there. So,
okay.
Really good couple of guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions or anything? Or
do you handle the poly pipes too? Or just
I'm looking into that right now. I'm just afraid. I get my pipe out of a company over Quad Cities, and while I'm thinking about it, he told me to tell everybody that if you guys can engineer it and draw it, he can build it as far as in walls, inlets, and stuff like that. And I'm just afraid if I get into the poly, I might kind of tick him off a little bit. So I'm looking into it. Andy asked me that too. He said he had somebody ask him about it, and I am thinking about it. I have been looking for a supplier, but as of right now, I haven't gotten that far yet. So,
all right,
okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moving up on the agenda, we have to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. To approve the minutes as printed. Any questions? Additions, deletions? Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Kay?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Moving down to...
Say, Bill, could we hit this Rod Snyder again?
Is Rod Schneider here?
He's not here, but I know what his issue was, and I can touch on that.
Go ahead.
He lives out there along the interstate with a group of houses there, and their road is full of potholes and hasn't seen a maintainer for a while, what the claim is. And just go out there and take care of it, Fred.
Okay.
Put some rock on it. And
we have already been through there with the reclaimer. The maintainer's been out. I looked on our worksheets twice this spring. It doesn't get a little, you know, there's just a few residents there.
Right.
He called me about a week ago. We are going to pull up shoulders and rock it, just like we've been doing on other roads. Weather permitting is what we're waiting for.
Okay. Cito's, they contacted me too, and they're on that road too. And they're
he was kind of concerned about going clear to the fence row. I don't quite understand that, but it is a county road, so we will do it. Looks like it's been mowed, you know. It's just a field interest is what it is, but he was kind of concerned that we rocked that also.
Yeah.
And I told him I would.
That's Yoakum's that own that property down there, that farm.
And there is, he had concerns about a culvert, and at the end where it meets C Avenue. When they did utility work there last year, it got kind of tore up, and it just hasn't been fixed quite back up. But it is going to.
Okay. And that's why he was on there.
Okay. Thank you very much. Approved the payroll claims, reviewed them, no major problem.
I'll make a motion to approve payroll claims.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the payroll. Questions, comments? Call roll.
Oskey?
Yes.
Brody?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes. Thank you. Yes. Approve the accounts payable. Review them. No problem.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the payroll claims. Questions, comments? Call roll.
Rudy?
Yes. Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we have an overexpended budget resolution for the community corrections pretrial. We have the resolution.
It's in your packet.
In the packet. Whereas the Community Corrections Pretrial Department will exceed its budget with the payment of submitted June 2010 payroll and accounts payable claims, and whereas an emergency exists, and whereas the county jail and the general funds has unappropriated money left, be it therefore resolved that the Dakota County Board of Commissioners hereby authorize the unappropriated monies of the county jail of the general fund be utilized for the payment of the overexpended budget of the community corrections pretrial of the general fund, and that said budget be increased from by $2,500 from $54,904 to $57,404 for fiscal year 2009. Be it further resolved that the jail budget be reduced by $25,000. For the fiscal year 2009 and 10.
$2,500.
Pardon?
$2,500.
What did I say?
$25,000.
Oh, thank you. I'm reading too fast. Okay. I stand corrected. And what is your. Now, I would point out to you that the reason for the over is because of the number of cases involved. Caused her to go over.
House arrest.
I would move to adopt resolution 10C-09.
And I'll second it.
Motion made and seconded to adopt resolution 10C-09. Questions or comments? Hearing none, call roll.
Gomez?
Yes.
McLarty?
Yes.
Luskay?
Yes.
Rudin?
Yes.
Okay, moving to the next item is discuss the graveling of 260th Street to the river.
I
make one of these guys.
My name is Kerry Longwell. I live down in Homer. And as you know, we had an accident here a couple weeks ago where a boy drowned. And anyway, that last stretch of road is not gravel. And if, you know, we searched for him for a week, and if it would have rained at all, there's no way of getting down that road. You know, you got to wait days. And when I was on the fire department, we had a call where the Homer Fire District also is across the river on Flowers Island. And we had a man that was bow hunting, fell out of a tree and broke his back. So if we have, you know, any moisture at all, you can't get down that road. And I just wondered if it was possible to get that minimum maintenance side pulled and it degraded in a little rock on there, I guess, is what we're asking. You know, a lot of people use that boat ramp. And if it wasn't for Steve Harris, we wouldn't have a boat ramp because he's the one that's put all the money in the rock and kept it up.
Okay. Mr. Kellogg?
Yes, all it does is take a resolution from the board to up the standard from a minimum maintenance to a Class 2 and rock it and grade it to make standards. That's all it takes.
Okay, it takes a resolution to upgrade it from minimum standard to...
Yes. And that's got to be sent into the state of Nebraska. But I mean, as far as upgrading is no problem.
I
might have to have a public hearing. I'm not sure on that.
I'm sure.
To change the classification of a road.
I'm not for sure that I'm not 100% sure of this. But back on our first go around, we already had taken care of that.
Okay.
Denny Kirkholm had came in here at that time, and Pam Miller and myself, I thought we had, I think were on the board.
I think it's been a long
time. Jim Huggenberger was on the board, and it was rocked for 2 years. They pulled the sign, and then when he got off the board, the sign went back in.
But I've been in the 1 and 6 at one time.
I think Bill was a super at that time.
No, Randy was.
Randy was?
Yeah.
But I think we already had that road reclassified.
Okay. Then it won't take nothing but...
But check it, and if it hasn't, then let's put it on the agenda.
You know, the only other problem I can see with that down there is they farm the edge of the road. The road is here, and the corn row is right beside it.
Well,
so
there's a pivot point down there, too. Out on the
there's road. A pivot, yeah. There needs to be some kind of a ditch to have water run off, you know.
And here's what why I kind of remember that is because Kirkholm's put that pivot point there, and that road, we were supposed to adjust that road, and Kirkholm's were giving us ground on the other side so that it would work. And then we were supposed to rock and take care of that road. That's what I remember about it. So I'm kind of thinking it's already done, but I might want to check.
Okay. You know, I just thought if we have any type of river rescue and it's raining, we can't get down there.
Well, you don't have a place to get the river from that point to Dakota City.
Right.
And
there's nothing down in Winnebago. So even if we had to mutual aid Winnebago, you know, we'd have to go to Dakota City if it would rain and put it in. And I thought, too, you know, if we can get the road up, maybe we can talk Cora into giving us a concrete ramp.
Yeah.
You know? So we're going to work on that, too.
Okay.
Homer Fire Department, they're going to have a fundraiser to buy a rescue boat. Because this deal here depended on everybody else going out. I was out, Jesse was out, Lynn was out. You know, we all were looking for that kid, and Homer's going to have a fundraiser to buy a rescue boat. So we thought, you know, if we're going to have a rescue boat, we need to have a decent ramp, and we need to have roads to get there.
Yep.
So,
okay, good idea.
What is the distance of that?
What is it, a mile and a half?
Yeah,
it'd be a mile.
I haven't even been down there this spring.
I would guess it was a mile and a half.
Mile and a half?
Yeah. It's the last corner before you turn to go to Boy Scout camp. It's just a straight shot right down.
Okay. So we'll research it, see if it has been done. If not, then we'll entertain a hearing to have it put on the agenda.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. Time clocks. Any discussion on the time clock from Boy?
I don't know. What
we don't get the information back.
I haven't got a chance to put it together.
And we were going to want to meet with all the department heads before we made any decisions. And I haven't had a chance to do it either. So.
We'll just leave it on the agenda?
Leave it on the agenda.
All right, GPS for county vehicles.
Okay. The information hasn't come in on that yet. But Tony and I presented it to the LEC board, and Pat Faust and Deanna Backman are going to look into getting us a grant and putting it under into safety, because we need to know where those maintainers are if they lose radio control in a snowstorm like what we had. And they're, you know, picking up people that are stranded and stuff. So we've got that going, and we don't know where that's going to end up yet, but I'd like to table it and have it put back on the agenda so that we can get more information.
We'll just leave it on the agenda.
Can just leave it on there, yeah.
Okay. Any other comments?
No, they, Pat and Dana was very good to us. You know, they want to look into the way we can get a grant for that. So they were very cooperative with us.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, going on to officials' report. We need to approve the officials' report.
You're right here. Want to pass them around, or will you?
I thought they. Did you go down to Bill?
I looked at them.
Okay.
Bill, did you look at Bill?
You did. Okay.
We need to approve them.
All of you, did you guys look at it, all of you?
Yeah.
No. Is it any?
It looked fine to me.
Okay.
Just kinda,
that's fine. I trust you guys.
I move to approve the officials' report.
I'll second that.
A motion to made and seconded to approve the officials' report. Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Musquet?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. There are no tabled items. Moving down to committee reports. Any committee reports to be given?
Well, we, like Rick says, you know, went to the LC Center, and they give us a tour to the new addition of the facility, and I was really impressed. I think Rick agreed with that. You know, the way they designed the facility is going to be, it's going to be a good thing for the both entities, the Sheriff's Department, as well as the South Sioux Police Department, and for the public in general, because they're going to have a room there for meetings, not for the public meetings, you know, for anything that happens with the county and the city. So I was really impressed. How about you, Rick?
Oh, I was, yeah. Yeah, Pat, he's even planned ahead. He's going to paint the walls so that they can use the walls as projection.
Right.
And there's a special paint for that meeting room. And he said everything but wedding receptions and bridal showers.
There you go. Yeah. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other reports? Member reports. Hearing none.
There will be no meeting for planning and zoning this month.
Okay. Public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the board on any issue that was not on the agenda? Emergency and mail business.
None.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. Call roll.
McLarty?
Yes.
Musquet?
Yes.
Rohde?
Yes.
Gomez?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
You have to sign this, these papers.
With emeritus or with the...
Yes.
We can get bill authorization for signature.
Yeah, but I think calls for individual.
Call for individual.
Some.
Just write.
I love it.
I mean,
you're right.
Pray for rain.
Good idea, Rick.
Good idea.